This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? We better get right to it because we have pent-up demand to sound off, to be that release valve, to have a say on the news of the day here on What's on Your Mind. The calls coming in during the news break, and so we'll get to all of you, and we'd love to chat with you, whether you'd like to leave a message, as some have done. And that works if you just want to say your piece and not be interrupted and... You know, there, if you want to, you know, visit and chat and have a little dialogue and maybe ask a question or two or whatever, then you can call us and chat with us live. Your choice, either one. And Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the What's on Your Mind line. That's 855-200-0550. 1776, same year as our nation's founding, 1776, when it all became official. Rafael Cruz has got me all fired up. You can tell that man is the motivational pastor. It's done well, can't you? Just really gets you energized. I mean, I think he's got me by a couple of decades, but I found myself a little lacking in the energy compared to him. Now you know where Ted gets it. Go, go, go. I love it. Anyway, let's get to a few of these, Todd. We have three that I want to roll to, and then we'll open up the lines here on What's on Your Mind. Roll it.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. Yeah, I want to hit on the Burgum issue. The whole not taking a salary thing, that's a gimmick. All that is that's icing on the cake. Just hiding what flavor the cake is. The other thing is, you know, you look at his ad about running a deficit, you know, North Dakota running $1.1 billion deficit. That's not true. I mean, it's not true, and the guy's not telling the whole story. He's not telling the whole truth, just like a regular politician would. He's not lying, but he's not exactly telling the truth either. And that Rick Berger, he's not, or Rick Becker, he's not afraid to tell you. He screwed up on the last session. You know, he made some bad votes, and he's owning up to them. You know, that's the kind of honesty I like to see. I don't know. Those are my thoughts. Have a good one.
Appreciate the call. The deficit thing is resonating with people, I think. Resonating in the sense that the same argument you're making, I think. I've heard that from a few people now. And, you know, Governor Dalrymple, when he was on, jumped on that right away, responded first here to say, you know what, we don't have a deficit. That is false. That is wrong. That is incorrect. Now, here's my big question. How many people that hear that ad, that go about their average everyday life in North Dakota, realize that? That you can't have a deficit in North Dakota. We don't deficit spend. Right? You find it from somewhere else. That's why there's this little allotment process going on right now to say, let's find an additional 4%. I mean, and again, when there was a budget shortfall, they pulled it out of a different pot of money. So that's not a deficit. If I need 40 bucks and 30's in one pocket and 10's in the other, it's not a deficit because I didn't have enough in this pocket and had to go to that one. But I don't know how many people know that. But anyway, interesting, and he said this was our big question last hour. We want more of your take. The big, big question I have is Doug Burgum's campaign, is his candidacy, is the idea of him as governor gaining any traction with you? The political class, in my view, is worried about it. They see it and say, I don't know, I think this is getting some traction. I don't know whether that's accurate or not, because that's just folks that live and breathe and sleep this stuff. I'm curious that people that, you know, run a farm or a ranch or a shop or, you know, a mechanic or whatever you are, what you think about it. So that's why I'm asking. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And then the other thing is just this story that's out today that in a new ad. Burgum is saying he'd forego his state salary if elected governor. Same with the pension. In response to that, Wayne Stengem said, I think voters are more concerned about electing a capable, experienced governor who can effectively lead the state than one who will work for free. And Rick Becker said he couldn't even think about giving up his salary. Said, I think it's nice if he has the ability to do that. If he has an adequate income that's passive, that's a nice gesture. Who's got it right? Which one of those positions do you most align with? Roll that next comment, Todd.
Is it Rick Becker's comments in the original opening of the debate where he said he didn't want to be just a coronation? So I'm glad we have some choice. But as far as Mr. Burgum goes, like I think I've stated on your program before, if you watch his ads, he does a good job with being political, but they're half-truths. I mean, of course we overspent several liberal states when we had to take care of our infrastructure and everything else. So I don't see that as a positive for our state with someone acting that way and really not getting the whole picture if that's the case or if you just use it. Thanks.
Insightful comments. And one more quick one. Todd, roll that.
Scott, are they going to let you into the Frozen Four if you keep referring to it as the Fighting Sioux?
All right, different topic. Well, Todd keeps track. I do have so many legacy allotments where I can sit before, you know, the buzzer goes off. So.
Well, and Manning makes a good point. I mean, it's a revived WCHA matchup, so therefore it has to be a legacy game.
There you go. Exactly. How about that? Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say to the listeners in the five states and two Canadian provinces that if you want services from your various government bodies, you got to pay some taxes. But I'm not advocating or condoning excess taxes, but you got to pay taxes in order to have to pay teachers and to pay the garbage man and the parks department people and the highway patrol troopers and people like that. You know, you expect services from, you know, and that's my comment, and thank you for your time.
Do you hear anybody advocating that they shouldn't pay any taxes?
Oh, well, did you play a advertisement for a gubernatorial candidate there in North Dakota just about a few minutes ago?
All right. And you're, what,
a candidate for governor, a gubernatorial candidate is what I
right,
referring
so
to.
You're talking about Rick Burgum's ads. I'm sorry, Rick Burgum. His cousin is Rick.
I
Doug Burgum's
so
ads.
From North Dakota there.
That's right. But he's not saying don't pay any tax. I'm just saying, you know, we need lower taxes, isn't he? He's talking about the kind of the political tenets.
Some taxes, I'm not saying low taxes, but I'm not saying high taxes either. You know, like you say, most people are wanting to have highway maintenance workers on the state roads and national highways maintain them. And it takes money for all that to happen, you know, for snow plows and for signs and
I take your larger point. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Gary. Thank you for the call. Steve in Bismarck, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm kind of wondering about this Doug Burgum, you know, who's preaching everything about this budget and how he's going to do this and that. And it doesn't seem like the rules apply to him. It appears that he has about a $24 million proposal in front of the Fargo City Commission for a TIF handout. I mean, you know, and he wants a taxpayer to chip in $24 million for a project down there in Fargo, which, by the way, he's done before. So it doesn't appear like the shoe fits everybody here.
And what you're talking about, no doubt, will be you know, part of the campaign going forward, assuming there's a primary race between Doug Burgum and whoever is the convention selection as the nominee. Because what you're talking about is Doug Burgum's a downtown developer, and there are a number of projects that are you know, have taxpayer support in the way of, you know, different programs that are out there. So, yeah, Rick Becker has the same problem in downtown Bismarck, by the way.
Between Bismarck and this one here, we're at $50 million on these TIF deals, but that is the end of it. Then they turn around, they want the Renaissance deals where professional people can go in and they can get 5-year tax breaks from state income tax. That adds to the shortfall too. So
let me ask you this though: if the Republican legislature passed the Renaissance Zone program, the idea is to take take buildings and take areas of the communities that are generating very little taxpayer dollars in the property taxes, you know, incentivize you to buy it, fix it up, put a bunch of money in it, and then get a bit of a tax break to ramp it back up. You know, is it a sin to take advantage of a program that a Republican legislator put in place? I think that's the question that has to be answered. But it's certainly going to come up. You're right about that, Steve. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following: a 2015 John Deere tractor 9620R with only 57 hours, a 2013 John Deere 6159M with loader, only 488 hours, and two 2013 S680 combines with only 900 hours. Numerous headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information on these items and hundreds more, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Tell us what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550. We're talking a little bit about the governor's race in North Dakota. I'm trying to get a sense if your view, those of us that are just average, everyday North Dakotans, all right, is the same as the chattering class. And I have an ear in the chattering class. All right, I hear from a lot of folks that are trying to they'll pick my brain, or they'll, you know, report on what they're, you know, whatever, okay? That's sort of, you know, the chattering, what does that mean? I don't know. The folks that live and breathe politics, elected leaders and, you know, people that are around elected leaders, people trying to influence them, lobbyists, you know, that group of folks. Not doesn't mean they're bad. It's just that that's the world they're in. I just think the vast majority of us folks in the real world don't live and breathe politics. You know, I actually, there was a time, mid-90s, when I was living and breathing it more, and, you know, kind of the whole Newt Gingrich contract with America area, and just, you know, thought it was the end-all and be-all and everything else. And, you know, you have a wife and kids, and all of a sudden that stuff just isn't important to me. I'm you know, I get up every day. What's my job and responsibility as the head of a household, a husband and a father? It's, you know, provide for the family, protect the family, I mean, that's where my head goes, right? And I think the majority of people are there. You know, get to work, take care of the family, you know, be responsible. That's the, you know, vast majority of North Dakotans. Providing for the families, taking care of the families, mothers caring and nurturing and, you know, the household. At the same time, you know, many of them working and you know, earning. And, you know. Yeah, anyway, you get, that's what I'm talking about. That's the difference. Okay, it doesn't mean somebody in the you know, that's an elected leader doesn't also care for the family. I'm not saying they're a different tier. I'm just saying, you know, that's their livelihood versus people that, you know, say I have to go fix vehicles today because I'm a mechanic, and that's my main priority. And then I can take care of my family. And then I've got to get the kids to this practice and that practice. And then, you know, we got to do this. And as part of that world, you think about, this governor's race is kind of interesting. You talk to people about it, whatever. I'm trying to telegraph to the 80%, the 90% that are out there and they just go about their daily lives and paying attention to a crowd, and ask your opinion on what you think about this governor's race right now. And I thought of that yesterday when I received a press release that Doug Burgum was foregoing his state salary and his pension and put out a new ad in which he says, I'm giving my salary back to the taxpayers. And his staff said he's going to write a check back to the state general fund if he has to. Taxpayers deserve the money back. By the way, this hasn't really been done before. So Mike Nowitzki, the Forum News Service, said he called the Human Resource Management Office, talked to Ken Purdy there, said, can you do this? They said, well, we're not 100% sure of the mechanism or procedure, but, you know, they may be able to not accept a salary. So it's throwing everybody kind of upside down in their head. Now, when I heard it, I thought, cute. Smart. I could see heads nodding in coffee shops, grain elevators, schools around the state where this is discussed around the water cooler. It's a bit gimmicky, but people will like it. So I'm asking people, do you like this? Is this, do you nod your head? When you first heard this, you think this is pretty cool? Or do you sort of blow it off? Now, most of you today have blown it off a little bit. Said, you know, that's just, you know. I thought the response from Wayne Stengen was pretty good. I guess it came from Nate Martindale, who's the campaign manager for Wayne Stengen. But on behalf of Wayne, said, I'm sure voters are more concerned with electing a capable, experienced governor who can effectively lead the state than one who will work for free. Now, number one, it goes to the important stuff that we ought to be talking about in the race. Who is most capable? Who's the most experienced? Who can effectively lead the state? And that's the question we really ought to center on. But I'm telling you, little cutesy political gimmicks like this resonate with people, and they get votes. In my mind, they do. A little bit of a cheap shot in there that working for free as well. And Rick Becker had the most interesting response. I can't afford it, man. I need the dough. So we're just asking what you think is the best approach today. But you don't have to talk about that. You can talk about anything else on your mind today. Here's another call that came in during the break, and a couple of texts rolling in here, too. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Go ahead and roll it.
Well, you asked for a mechanic's opinion. I'm a mechanic. I keep on getting calls. I'm guessing they're from Doug Burgum's campaign, asking all kinds of questions about what I think about Doug Burgum and this and that and everything else. And one of the questions they say is, do you realize that we have a $1.1 billion deficit? And I said, no, we don't. We have a shortfall, but we have other places to bring money in and pay for it. We're not spending money that we don't have. And so Doug Burgum, I think, is running kind of a dishonest campaign. And then also, every ad he puts out, he has to say over and over again that, yeah, I'm a conservative. Well, he may be fiscally conservative, but socially he's liberal. So I guess that makes him, what do you call it, moderate maybe? I don't know. But if he has to try so hard to make people believe that he's a conservative, I'm guessing he probably really isn't one. So I think he's just kind of wasting his time even running.
Mr. Mechanic, thank you. I appreciate that because they're exactly what I was looking for. That's not somebody that's pull-tested anything. That's not somebody that's, you know, just unvarnished comments. And pretty insightful, too, in seeing through some things. The conservative thing is to tell you that he is conservative. And if you say it enough, then people will believe it. Doesn't mean he is, and you picked up on that. That's interesting. Rick in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, Rick. Go ahead.
Hey, just calling in about... But you think that Wayne Sengrum has such good leadership. Well, he costs the state over, it will be $1 million before it's all over. I'm not for abortion, don't get me wrong, but we fought this abortion thing for the federal government, and we lost. We knew we were going to lose. They even said we're not going to make it. And now we got to pay the lawyer fees for the abortion clinic down in Fargo. I don't call that very good leadership when he knows we would have never won. He should have told the governor, we can't fight it, we'll never win. But he
well, first of all, no lawyer is ever going to say we're never going to win. I mean, if you file a case based on the merits of the case, and in some cases you might know it's a long shot, it's not. But I'm saying it's incorrect to say we knew we were never going to win. That's not true. I mean, in fact, North Dakota.
I don't trust you there, Scott.
Well, you cannot trust me, but I'm telling you a fact. I'm just telling you, talk to any lawyer. You never say, well, I'm not going to win. You say, hey, here's the X's and O's on the legal merits on this side. Here they are on this side. They have a better shot than we do, but we have this chance. We have that chance. It's why you have judges. You don't know the answer to that. But second of all, your criticism of the dollars expended, that's your opinion. I don't share that, but it's your opinion. You can't direct that at Wayne Sengrum for doing it. He's constitutionally obligated as Attorney General to defend laws the legislature passed. You don't like it, talk to the legislature. I mean, they even allocated dollars for him to do this. So they wanted him to do it, wanted him to have the dollars to do it. So that criticism is misplaced, Rick. If you have anything more to say, I'd love to hear it. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Stephen, Bismarck, Henry, and Fargo, too. Coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas discussing how the new Responsible Beverage Server Program can arm servers and alcohol establishments with the tools needed to help address underage drinking and reduce alcohol-related fatalities in the state.
We are trying to educate the public on their personal responsibility, but we're also working to get in with the establishments throughout the state and making sure they're doing their part. There's a few key things that we teach in our training. One is checking IDs. They're also learning signs of overconsumption and what to do. We teach there's three levels of intoxication, and we give tools on how to handle each of those. And then we also have a class specifically designed for the owners and managers of establishments. So we go over the legal implications and their social responsibility as an alcohol establishment in their community.
To learn more about reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org/RBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
That thingamajiggy, that widget, that little, that tiny little, you know, that little, you know what I'm saying, that little,
Talking technical terms, just use everyday language, that's fine.
That little thingamajiggy that goes in between.
The who's he with? Whatchamacallit.
Yeah, that deal there, you know, exactly. They have that. That's what Heedalls has. And if you walk in, people there at Heedalls are the secret weapon of that whole operation because they would know exactly what I just described. Oh, sure, right, okay, for a 72 chef, got it, right, yeah. And Eric Bonagoski is one of those guys. I love that name. Polish-German. Grew up in Mandan, North Dakota. And his grandfather came here from Michigan. How about that? Pretty cool. And anyway, he is ASE certified. He is a counter sales guy, and he can get you what you need whenever you need it. That's right. So come on in there and say hi. And he's at the Bismarck location of Heedalls. And I asked him about, you know, people coming in saying, looking for something just exactly, you know, they know what they want. Anything really stumped you? He said a lot of the older machines. And actually, he was a cook before he started working with parts. So he totally learned from scratch. He said the leadership from the guys here are just incredible. And you know, they know which book to look into to go find the parts for a lot of these older vehicles. They can do it. He said, the day I talked, he said somebody'd come in looking for points and condensers for a 49 Chevy just that very morning. So, pretty darn cool. First car, black 88 Pontiac Sunfire hatchback. Woo! Yeah. Nice summer day. Gotta like that. So, hi to Eric Bonagoski next time you're at the Heedalls in Bismarck. Heedalls has it. All right. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. I'll read a couple of texts because they're kind of piling up here. If Ted Cruz got the presidency, is there any way he could reverse the Supreme Court's unlawful lawmaking they've done with the during the Obama administration? Interesting. Of course. Go lead the Congress and ultimately have something tested. But the next president, God help us if they're not a Republican, can bring the Supreme Court back from the brink. Without Justice Scalia, it is sorely needed right now. On the salary deal, Texter says that won't determine my vote. But then a couple of folks said that doesn't make any difference. Interesting. Appreciate that. Doug is trying to run a campaign just like Trump, says another, without all of the fire that Trump runs on. I'm not impressed with the I don't need a salary deal. It's peanuts. All right. Another says North Dakota governor's race has entered the free toaster stage. Oh, I love your humor, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. God bless you for being out there and listening to the program and interacting. It's much appreciated. Stephen Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention about the Shrine Circus.
that's a Masonic organization, and all that money is used to go to the Shrine Temple, or a lot of it. And I think that the they do worship Satan afterwards in that temple. I saw it on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and watch it. So,
well, if it was on YouTube, then for sure it's real, right? Like somebody yesterday told us, I saw it on the internet.
But you can see that these former Masonic people.
I have no idea what video you're talking about.
Go to it. I was just about to say
that the teaching of the Catholic Church is there are some real questions as to what ultimately is pledged by Masons. I think most people don't know, right? Unless you're a Mason, you don't know what it is.
Cannot join the Masonic organization at all, because in substance they're anti-Catholic, and that's what it says in the Catholic documents.
Right, and that's not the first time I've heard what you're saying. I don't know that. I know that that's what the church teaches, and I know that that's what's been said by others. To your earlier point, I know a lot of Shriners who are really good people. I have no idea if they've signed into. Pledge something that would be quote unquote anti.
They don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how honestly don't know. What I wanted to say, Steve, is that I do believe that again, Shriners I know that have been part of this process that are for instance helping at Shrine Circuses and ultimately raised out a lot of money goes to the Shriners Hospital. A lot of money. And, it's hard to argue that the Shriners Hospital is doing a lot of good things. So.
Well, that doesn't – see, that's heresy. I mean, to on the Shriners that say that all religions are equal, and that's a heresy. I don't care how much money they give. It's,
I was just going to your point earlier of, what they do with the money. And, you can say – I don't care how much good they're doing in the Shriners Hospital. It's still blood money, whatever. That's fine. That's your opinion, no problem. And as I say, I've heard the same thing you have. I've not dug into the rituals and to the pledges and anything else to the point that I know. But I've heard the exact same thing. And I have to tell you, as a Catholic, it worries me.
Maybe it's documented.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I know is documented, and that is the Catholic Church's teaching on the Masons. I will tell you that. That much I know is documented, so I guess I'm going to trust them that they've done the work. I've not personally done it, but I hear hear what you're saying. Appreciate the call. Morgan in South Dakota wants to respond to that. Go ahead, Morgan.
Hello, this is Morgan.
Yes, sir.
Just a quick fact on those Shriners. Those boys put out $2.2 billion a year to help crippled children and burned children.
You're making my point of what I said earlier. They're doing a lot of good.
I wanted people to know the facts about what kind of guys these guys are.
Yeah, they're good, and as I say, that's and work long and hard at it. Now, are you a Mason? Are you a Shriner?
Yes, I am.
So, has anybody ever told you how evil and awful the Catholic Church is, or made you pledge and say, you can't tell us, right? I mean, that's part of the secrecy of it.
No, quite the contrary. We have a number of recent members who are Catholics, and if you go through some of the Catholic histories and the papal bulls that are out there, you will see that the Catholic Church in the 1400s made a seize on Masonic properties. That happened, and that's been a problem. And some of the Catholic teachings, the local church certainly in the last 20 years has not been pushing individuals to not be Masons.
And as part of the rituals, there's nothing that you would consider to be, bigoted or anti-Catholic, anything directed to the Catholic Church in your...
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And that's why I say, you don't know. I mean, somebody could say that, but you gotta know. I mean, I think the church has been vocal about it, and it's not back to the 1400s. I'm talking about more current than that. But I know very little about it. Just know that that's, both sides are accurate here, and that there has been criticism from the church towards the tenets of what folks are asked to believe, and also that You know, when you raise money for the Shriners Hospital, it's hard to say something bad about that. So, I agree. All right. Who's next here? Joe and Bismarck. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to mention I disagreed with your caller. I kind of agreed with you on Benjamin. When the legislature passes the anti-abortion laws and funds it, he has to do his job and defend that with the Supreme Court. So he was just doing his job. The thing on the Burgum one, I think you guys twisted a little bit off-center. I actually liked his commercials. I know we have a balanced budget, so when he says a deficit, that may mean different things to different people, but his deficit, as he's meaning it, as he presented it, was they're overspending more than they're taking in today. I know we've got all these rainy day funds and so forth, but what's really been bothering me over the last 5 to 10 years is we keep incrementally increasing not just the infrastructure stuff in Western North Dakota, but everybody's got their hand out, and everybody takes an incremental increase in all these departments everywhere around the state. So we're slowly but surely just increasing the amount of taxes we're going to need for our government. And, you know, it came to roost. So I think when he says that we completely overspent, and I think you presented on your show that everybody did have their hand out, that it's way too much. It's like compounding interest, that they've gone too far. It's time to reel that back in. We should not have spent just because we have it and got drunk on that oil money. We just shouldn't have spent it. We should have been more frugal with that.
And it's a good opportunity to look at every expenditure right now, line by line, and decide, okay, what's the priority? Fund it properly, and eliminate the stuff we don't need to do. Appreciate the call, Doug. And I actually forgot about that caller before the break because he did not hang around. He hung up immediately after we were done. But he was critical of Benjamin spending it. And I'm no lawyer, but if you want Roe versus Wade to be overturned, the way you do this, and this is why Governor Dalrymple signed it, he says the role of state government to try and say, okay, Roe versus Wade was passed in the 70s. We're in the mid-2000s here. Let's see. What can we pass that tests that? And that's done in the courts. That's how this works. And I would argue that, you don't know when one of these is going to hit, but I like the heartbeat legislation myself. I'm like, how can you not argue that's a life? But whatever. Pick your issue you think ultimately will properly challenge it. Everybody's going to tell you, no chance, no way, no how, can't be done. Well, folks, that's why they have courts. That's why they have a plaintiff and a defendant. This is what they do, all right? And a court decides in the case of the Supreme Court. So it's really, and ask yourself this. If you elect legislators to go there and pass laws, those laws are then challenged by court, in the case of the pro-life issue, by professionals who want to do everything in their power to preserve the ability for innocent life to be ended. That's their job. They get up every day. They got to make sure that any law that undoes that is going to do. And we elect legislators. They pass laws. And then what? Going back to this previous caller. We're going to go, somebody's going to sue, and we'll probably lose, but we're not going to pass any laws anymore. Let's just go away. Why have a legislature? Why vote for people to go in there if you're going to be so yellow that you don't want to go in there and defend the laws of your great state? Come on. And I'd like you to think big, ladies and gentlemen, because one time, one of those laws actually does bring that down, and think of the difference it makes in future generations. Huge. So I don't dismiss it as easy as that caller. And as to the cost, you got to do it within reason, but it has been within reason. It was allocated by the legislature, and they decided on that. Can't put that on stench. Politically, people that are pro-choice, they love to bellyache about it, but it's much ado about nothing. And that's my two cents. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th to the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. And you can fuel up with your choice at the pump. At locations from Mandan and the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, all the way down I-94, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo into Moorhead and Dilworth and beyond. And, of course, up north, Grafton. On the north, Wappington in the south, you find them in a lot of locations. Downtown Fargo. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, last segment for a busy edition of the program. What's on your mind? I got a couple things I need to tell you here. While I do that, some calls came in during the break. Roll those, Todd, if you would.
Yeah, see, I'd like to comment on this program. You know, anybody that's got enough money to where they don't need to get a paycheck or can invest millions of dollars and not hurt them, I really don't think they're looking out for the 90% of people in North Dakota that live paycheck to paycheck. But that's just my opinion. All right, thanks.
This is really interesting. We've not kept an official tally, but I would say the vast majority of people are very suspect and cynical of this free salary thing. And I thought it'd be the exact opposite. I really did. But it's interesting. All right, roll the next one.
It was easy for him to say that he would forego his pay and pension, whatever. When you own a business, it's kind of easy to say that. But for the regular folk that work for a, you know, for a living, they have to, you know, rely on, it's almost like Donald Trump with his billions. Of course it's easy to go around and say, I'm not using any PAC money. Well, it's easy to say that with the billions. But for the regular Joe that's running for these offices and is just earning a regular living, I mean, they need to rely on contributions from people out there and earn a paycheck, you know. So I think it's just, I don't know, a way to buy votes to throw that kind of statement into the wall and see if it sticks, I guess, with the voters. I don't know. That's my opinion.
Very interesting. Love your opinion. That's why we're here. Texter says, I look at it as a sign of arrogance on Burgum's part. He seems to be saying, I'm so rich and so smart that I'll share my experience with the people of the state for free. I, as a farmer, could not go without pay. Without continuing to also, you know, to also farm. So is Doug Burgum going to continue to run his business and be governor at the same time? Interesting. Another said, I'm so sick of commercials, and Burgum's commercials, I have to turn them off. The television ones you can turn off, the radio ones, that is against the law. Does everybody know about that law, Todd?
I don't think so. It's a little known thing, really.
Is that right? Okay, yeah. Well,
really, you need to publicize that better.
And they have that in Minnesota too, Manny, don't they? A law against turning off anything on the radio, especially when it's on this program. Come on.
Plus, distracted driving for one thing. So if you're driving and you do that, you could be ticketed.
Yeah. Cody emails, I think Doug's campaign is really taking off with millennials in North Dakota, mostly in the eastern side of the state. These voters from the ages of 18 to 28 don't want someone who has been in government for a majority of, you know, the lifetime of that voter. But do the millennials have enough voting power out east to make a difference? Probably not yet. This coming from a Becker, says Cody. Thank you, Cody. Jim and Minot, you're on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you. And a beautiful day at that. Yes, sir. I just, you know, as far as, you know, Doug wanted to throw a salary in, you know, the last two callers, for instance, first of all, caller before that is a wealth hater. Because man's got money doesn't mean it means that he can't be a leader. You know, and the lady after that called, you know, I just shake my head sometimes, you know, that is missing the point. You know, the guy saying, hey, I've done well. I don't need the money. You know, this campaign is based on saving money. And I'm not saying I'm supporting him, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well, what he's saying is that the message.
Comment sometimes, you know.
What he's saying in my mind, Jim, is, look, this is a message about cutting state government, okay? And I'm going to start with me. So that's why I say I think it resonates, although I must admit I'm surprised that most of the folks today talking about it have been
well, it is because people with money are hated. You know, a lot of people with money are hated. You know, it's evil. Because I got money, I'm an evil man. Well, I reject that. More so, I resent that. And I'll just shut my three businesses down, send these families packing, and maybe I'll be happy, you know. Constantly getting pounded because the man's done well for himself. That's not fair, and it's not right, and it's not economically sound. Scott, I love your program. Got to go.
All right, well, I love you more.
I got to go make some evil, honest money.
All right, Jeff wants to get a word in here about the ads, rather, the Masons, rather, the conversation from a gentleman earlier who called and said that the Masons were bad people because he saw YouTube. I'm a Mason. We don't worship Satan. We aren't anti-Catholic, anti-Christian at all. Quite the contrary. In fact, during initiation, we swear allegiance to God and swear our oaths with our hand upon the Bible. Such ignorant and ridiculous stuff out there. Well, and that has been out there for a long time. As I say, some of that comes from a somewhat official position of the Catholic Church. I'm not an expert on it, but I do believe if you officially dug into where is the church on it, some of it is because of some of the initiations that happened. But I'm gonna take your word for it, and I appreciate the call. I made a point of saying the Masons I know, good guys, and also do some good work with some good causes. So. Richard, I have literally 10 seconds for you. Give me your best 10 seconds.
I'm retired, got a good income, don't need the governor's salary, but I can run for it too and not take a salary.
There we go. For Grand Forks. There you go. Thank you very much. Folks, we shall see you tomorrow. By the way, Congressman Kramer's Talk Radio Town Hall, normally on Wednesdays, didn't say this earlier. I mean, Friday this week. Tom Fryer tomorrow. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.